Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McGraw. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The first baseman, Gail Hopkins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Edmondson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Paul Edmondson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Tresh. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tommy Machick. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny McLain. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Denny McLain. And now, play ball. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Price and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Gail Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Edmondson. Stanley moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stanley moves to third. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards second. Machick scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Horton moves to second. One out. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horton scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Matchick moves to second. Denny McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to third for the out. Wirt moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Edmondson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with McLean covering, for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 1 in the game. Price hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann strikes out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Edmondson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edmondson is 0 for 1 in the game. Edmondson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain bunts towards the mound. Edmondson fields it and throws to first for the out. Wirt moves to second. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirt moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Stanley scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 2 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Cisco Carlos now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Horton moves to second. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matchick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCraw. Matchick reaches second base with a double. Cash scores. Horton scores. Price goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Tigers. Gary Bell now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0 for 1 in the game. McLain hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McLean, and towards Tresh, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-3 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bradford moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward pinch hits for Gary Bell. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Nyman now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Horton hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Price takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Matchick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Matchick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. May hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Woody Held now playing shortstop. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Denny McLain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLain is 0-for-2 in the game. McLain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McLain moves to second. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McLain scores. Stanley moves to third. It's 8-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Brown now playing right field. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trusiewski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herman hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.